Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar has just released the first comprehensive report on bird populations in the United States. The news isn't good. Many species are in decline. The Allegheny Front news analyst Ann Murray joins me to talk about the study and what it says about the health of our land, water, and ecosystems. And what was the overall picture of bird populations that came out of this first ever report?
Matthew, the report shows that nearly a third of the country's 800 bird species are endangered, threatened, or in significant decline.
Now, why is that?
Well, these populations are in decline for a number of reasons, because of habitat loss, invasive species, and other threats like pesticides and even hungry domestic cats.
Is there anything positive in the report? Are any bird populations doing okay?
Some are. Some species of water birds are in better shape than they've been in the past. And there have been some reverses in earlier declines where habitat has either been restored or conserved for birds like pelicans, ospreys, egrets, and ducks. And other good news includes the recovery of the bald eagle, the peregrine falcon, and some other species after the banning of the chemical DDT.
Does that mean other species that are in decline can come back?
Scientists at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Department say they see this return of some water birds and raptors as hopeful. They say bird populations are really resilient, and if habitats are salvaged or conserved, bird species can make a comeback.
Where did this report called the 2009 U.S. State of the Birds get all of its information?
It's really a combination of three ongoing bird census studies that were collected by amateur birders and scientists.
Well, let's take a look at some of the particular finds of the study. I understand that birds in Hawaii have taken the biggest hit.
That is right. More bird species are in danger of extinction in Hawaii than any other state.
And why is that?
Probably the biggest reason is non-native animals and plants that have hurt bird populations in Hawaii. And also, Hawaii's losing habitat to development.
What about other areas of the country? What do the declines in bird populations look like there?
Well, the report indicates about a 40% decline in grassland birds over the last 40 years. Birds in desert areas have declined by a third, and about 40% of species that depend on U.S. oceans have also declined.
How about a couple of examples of birds that we're used to seeing here in our area that are in decline?
There are a couple of birds found in urban areas, say Pittsburgh, chimney swifts and the common nighthawk. They have essentially lost their nesting habitats. For example, common nighthawks nest on gravel rooftops, which apparently aren't as common as they used to be.
How many bird species are actually considered to be endangered in the United States?
The United States is home to more than 800 species that live inland along the coast in ocean habitats, and that includes Hawaii. Of these species, 67 are federally listed as endangered or threatened. There are more than 184 species that are designated as species of what they call conservation concern, and that's because of small distribution or high level of threats or maybe declining populations. In Pennsylvania, the Game Commission lists 15 bird species that are considered endangered here in the state, and three species are threatened, and that includes the bald eagle here in Pennsylvania.
This is clearly an environmental issue of big concern, but why is it also an economic issue?
It's because wildlife watching and recreation generates a lot of money, $122 billion annually, according to the report. And right now, the Obama stimulus has proposed in the federal budget for the rest of 2009 more money to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Department, and that's the agency that works on protecting birds and their habitats.
Well, thank you so much for the information, Ann.
You're welcome, Matthew.
With Ann Murray, this is Matthew Craig, and we'll have the full State of the Birds report on our website, which is AlleghenyFront.org, and we'll have a special series this summer looking at Pennsylvania's threatened and endangered wildlife, not only mammals and birds, but reptiles, amphibians, and even plants. And we'll talk with the scientists working to keep these species from going extinct in Pennsylvania. That's this summer, right here on the Allegheny Front.